All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Christopher Moreau. He's the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals. And Chris, welcome back. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you as usual, Steve.
Yeah, so we've been talking obviously a lot about your DMT study. And I know you filed some patents on that. And while you were looking at DMT, you struck salt, which I think you need to explain a bit for us. What does this mean exactly?
Well, it's unless you're a chemist, we can't veer too far off the path here. But the bottom line is, I think a lot of investors have maybe shied away from investing in the psychedelic space because they're afraid about intellectual property. Can companies like Algernon get patents for psilocybin, psilocin, DMT, after all their natural occurring compounds? And they've been talked about a lot. So what's novel? So we've disclosed part of our intellectual property strategy, and some folks may not know this, and it's not often talked about, but you can take a core drug compound and you add a salt to it. It's very common in the manufacturing process. Salts can make your drug more soluble, more efficacious, and they can also add to safety and tolerability. And in our case, we've disclosed that, in fact, we ourselves have filed for new forms of DMT. That's what we talked about earlier, but now we're saying new salt forms. And what's interesting is, from a regulatory perspective, you can switch a salt out during your manufacturing process. The FDA doesn't consider it to be a new compound, meaning you don't have to go back and do preclinical, but for the purposes of intellectual property, it's a new composition of matter. So salt patents are a very key part of any intellectual property suite. And we've disclosed to the market that for us, novel salts are part of our DMT program.
And Chris, do you have to then patent the new part then as well? Is that something, or does the patent cover the creation of these salts as well? Or do they have to have their own patents as well?
What you're patenting is the salt combination with the free base or core structure drug.
Okay.
And so as an example, DMT is typically known as, is sold as a fumarate. So fumarate is a salt combined with the original molecule, but you can flip those salts out. And for different reasons, if those salts have never been disclosed or discussed, you have composition of matter along with dosing formulation. So it was a bit technical, but we wanted to let the market know there are funds, analysts, very serious pharma investors who understand the elements of intellectual property, and this novel salt approach isn't novel in and of itself, but the novel salt approach for a compound is, and it's something that Algernon is working forward with DMT so that we can protect our position.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Chris. Good to talk to you again, and congratulations on this. I'd love to hear more about this as it sort of rolls out. So thanks very much.
We'll see you soon. Take care.
All right. There's Christopher Moreau, the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals.